Members of Congress are optimistic about a deal for immigrants who were brought into the country illegally as children. The immigrants, known as Dreamers, based on never-passed proposals in Congress called the DREAM Act, got a boost in their chances after President-elect Trump said he wanted them to stay. This is going to be a great opportunity for my colleagues on the Democrat side, who all high-fived me a couple of years back when we did a lot of substantive bipartisan bills, Senator Tom Tillis said. Now, let's see if they're committed to bipartisanship and actually working with President Trump to give the Dreamers the certainty that they need. I'm hopeful that we can move forward on a variety of areas where there's common ground involving immigration, Senator Richard Blumenthal said. I think we have a huge opportunity to reach bipartisan compromise on a comprehensive immigration reform. During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, President-elect Trump said he wants to work with Democrats on a plan. He said many of these young immigrants are successful professionals and business owners who should stay in the U.S. I want to be able to work something out, Trump said. I think we can work with the Democrats and work something out. During the 2019 government shutdown, then-President Trump offered to give 700,000 DACA recipients and other immigrants with temporary protected status a three-year extension in exchange for $5.7 billion for the border wall. The deal was not accepted. They've been here a long time, and they came as children. And my view is that people who come here as children are not responsible. The adults are responsible, Senator John Cornyn said. President Obama started Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, in 2012 through executive action. Since that time, Congress has been unable to reach a deal to make that executive order the law of the land.